Today's episode is brought to you by Lufthansa. Time flies comfortably when you're enjoying every minute, every detail, and every little indulgence on your flight. Lufthansa. Nonstop you.
Has Amazon just unveiled the future of retail?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Newly unveiled this week is Amazon Go, a real-life grocery store with a twist. There's no checkout line, no register, no dreaded chip card. You just pick out your items and walk on out. There's one Amazon Go location so far, of course, in its hometown of Seattle, and it's stocked with perishable grocery goods like bread, milk, and fresh meals. You actually scan in with your smartphone. So this aims to set the scene and then pose the question, could Amazon Go be the future of retail? It makes a strong case. Joining us now with more is the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens. So, Laura, it seems clear that as soon as you step into an Amazon Go, that this is going to be a very futuristic and different shopping experience. So if you wouldn't mind virtually walking us through one of these stores. So you scan your phone, you're in, now what?
Right. So Amazon actually uses technology that they compare to what companies have come up with for self-driving cars.
Wow.
So you go in, you can pick up an item off the shelf. The technology they have in place in the store will actually kind of keep track of what you're pulling. If you put it back, they'll know that too. And then as you leave the store, you'll receive a receipt from Amazon as it charges your account. So it's all automated, no standing in lines, no checking out anymore. And so that they think that will really improve the customer experience.
And it's an interesting foray into groceries. Amazon Go seems to really be making a push for the company to move into brick and mortar and take a bite out of food sales. Are grocery sales a crucial next step for Amazon's growth?
That's something that we've definitely heard talking to people who are familiar with that matter. And one of the things Amazon's been looking at is how do they drive more consumer spending at their online sites and then now in brick and mortar stores. So obviously, we all go to the grocery store pretty much, you know, a couple times a week or whatever to get our groceries. Perishable food is still something that people typically want to touch and feel and smell before they buy it. You know, you want to make sure that cantaloupe is actually ripe. And so that's one of the areas where Amazon sees a niche they can get into and really compete with new concepts, including this convenience-style type store that they've introduced without paying.
Speaking to that, this is only one of a couple of new concepts that they're bringing to the table. There's also, and we've talked about it on this podcast, curbside pickup as well. And that's all a part of this new area of exploration. Where does the curbside effort stand as of right now?
Well, actually, one of our reporters who's based in Seattle went over to one of the locations yesterday and said that it looks like it's almost done.
Oh.
So they have two prototype curbside delivery type stores that they're opening. Looks like it should be done pretty soon, and our sources had told us it would be within the next few weeks that they'll be opening. And they're both in Seattle suburbs, and looks like, you know, a few places for cars to pull up, be able to pick up groceries, and then drive away. So that's one of the other concepts they're exploring. And then thirdly, they've also gotten internally an approval to start looking at multi-format stores, which would kind of wrap all of these different features together. It would be an Aldi or Lidl-type discount store inside where you can walk around and pick out some of those perishable items, you know, a smaller selection maybe than a massive grocery store, also drive up and pick up things curbside, and then have the ability to order in-store from touchscreens to get things that aren't available in the store.
Wow. So they're really going gangbusters here and, you know, just really covering all bases. Is this a wake-up call to the competition? I guess Walmart, Target, and the like. Are these concepts what Amazon hopes will make them a viable threat to these types of stores?
Well, I think Amazon's already a pretty viable threat.
Well, yeah, fair enough.
They've taken such a huge portion of the online sales. So, you know, this is the next frontier, I would say, for Amazon, because Walmart obviously has a huge chokehold on the grocery market,
right.
And so do Kroger and a bunch of other grocery chains. You know, it's something that Target's really been kind of looking at, exploring, struggling with in some ways. So it's something everybody's trying to get because it gets you consumers in your store. You're going to get that density of having consumers come to your store all the time. So, Yes, it's definitely something where Amazon's tried to compete in some ways with their Amazon Fresh delivery service.
Right.
But that's difficult. Logistically, it's hard to get people to go buy things online maybe that they might want to touch or see or feel before they get it.
Right.
As well as making sure that you get it to the house on time if it's a cold item.
Amazon always thinks pretty big. Depending on the success of these new test locations, how big is Amazon thinking in terms of expansion?
Our sources have told us that they would think as big as a couple thousand stores, maybe potentially, and that compares to about 2,800 for Kroger, which is, of course, a massive grocery chain in 35 states. So, you know, this is something where they're definitely thinking big. They always think pretty big. It will definitely depend, though, our sources told us, on how some of these test locations pan out.
It's such an interesting scenario here because you have Amazon moving into brick-and-mortar grocery shopping and other large retailers are expanding online services. It's almost as if everyone is trying to reach everyone in every way these days.
That's very true. I mean, Walmart has made a huge push into online groceries. They've introduced click and collect, where you can shop online, pick it up at store, and they're expecting to roll that out to 1,000 stores by the end of next year. So it's definitely something where everybody's trying to figure out the right balance to get consumers who are becoming more and more used to this convenience of shopping on our phones or being able to get things really quickly delivered to us, not having to go in store anymore, and get this kind of generation of shoppers to shop at their stores.
We're talking all things Amazon Go with reporter Laura Stevens, and you're listening to the Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Today's episode is brought to you by OnePlus, maker of the new OnePlus 3T smartphone, the next generation of the year's best-reviewed phone. Featuring industry-leading processor speeds, 16-megapixel front and rear-facing camera, up to 128 gigabytes of storage, and a premium all-metal build. Plus, the OnePlus 3T has Dash Charge, an exclusive technology that sets a new benchmark in charging speeds. A quick half-hour charge will give you a full day's worth of battery life. Make it yours without a carrier contract at OnePlus.net.
News on the go. Whenever you want it, wherever you want it. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Thanks for listening. So, Laura, how do you see this playing out, most specifically as a business and what it means for jobs? Because actually, Amazon Go kind of got slammed as the end of jobs by some publications already. Yeah. What do you make of that? Is there something to that? What could this mean for jobs ultimately?
I mean, I think it's hard to say that. I mean, we're looking at so many different technologies right now that could eliminate jobs. But, you know, one thing I learned that I thought was fascinating when I did a story on Amazon's labor force recently was that their warehouses that have robots in them, they actually need more human beings there because everything increases in efficiency. So I don't think you can always predict exactly what's going to happen with jobs as we are able to automate more and more. But, you know, obviously this would just practically, there won't be any, you know, people running a cash register at these stores. So I think it's hard to say exactly how this would pan out. Obviously, this also creates a lot of tech jobs because more people will be needed to come up with these kinds of software and innovation.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess we'll have to see how it plays out.
Laura Stevens, thank you as always for joining the podcast.
Thanks.
Once again, we've been speaking to the Journal's Laura Stevens. You can check out more of her stories at WSJ.com. That wraps up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.